Sorry, guys. Okay, bum 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 bum. It is Joelle Friday TV is going to come up in 2 hours, guys. And also, I'm going to have him on the show here in a bit, in this first top of the hour, or bottom of the hour, probably. It's Tuesday, March 12th, AD 2024, 9:01 a.m. U.S. Pacific Daylight Time. We're in daylight saving time. I'm going to talk about J.K. Rowling versus a transgender. She's got reported to police by a former Big Brother contestant, whatever that is. It's a reality show. Over transphobia. Did you know that? That's illegal, according to the evil UK government. Shameful. And it reminds me of criticizing certain people is not okay. It is not it's not kosher or whatever you want to call it. And so what's the big deal? You don't have to do it. Protect yourself. It's not that important, right? And I'm going to have Joelle Friday come in of Joelle Friday TV. He talked about Charlie Kirk being disrespectful to these dirty video women. And these dirty video women wanted to miss out. They had fear of missing out. And don't fall for FOMO. FOMO. You guys ever heard of it? And I'll touch on some fake news, hopefully, and get to your calls. I wasn't able to get to everybody. But hopefully I'll get to your calls and super chats. There were some super chats that I did not get to yesterday. So anyway, guys, let's get right on with the show.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report. La la la.
How you guys doing? I am fine. I have my Hake t-shirt, la la la. It actually says la 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 in tall letters. This is L. Here's an A. Here's another L. Here's another A. And here's another L. And here's another A. La la la. Designed by Lock Your Door. Shout out to Lock Your Door. And this is the brighter red version. I personally prefer the darker red version. It's more of a darker, deeper maroon. This is almost communist colors. Communist colors are pretty cool. And communist graphics, they're pretty cool. Communism is evil. It's mama. But their art, oh yes. And their punk rock is sometimes kind of cool. But it's beta. So here's an N. It says Nugget Man. No. So anyway, you can get your t-shirts from the Hake Report Teespring store. Yeah. I felt like I should join TeePublic. TeePublic is an easier to navigate website because I bought myself a Jake Hudson t-shirt, and because I was on his Jake Hudson's podcast, I was calling it Hudson. It's not Hudson, like the Hudson River. It's Hudson. He was pronouncing it Hudson. H-U-S-D-O-N. Hudson. I was on his podcast, so I just pasted the link into the live chat over on YouTube, and maybe I'll put it on Facebook if I can find Facebook. Yes, what's up, Facebook crew? Nobody's there. Nobody cares. No, some people do join me there. And I'll put it in the Rumble chat, even though the Rumble chat does not replay. What's up, guys, over there on Rumble? Hake is multi-streaming. Rumble chat. Boom. Okay. Let's dive right into these topics because time runs out and then I don't have time anymore. And we have to go to Joelle Friday TV. So, J.K. Rowling versus a transgender. J.K. Rowling is like a feminist woman, but she's an author, a Christian author, of those Harry Potter books. Did you know that those Harry Potter books are Christian? And by the way, speaking of Christians and stuff, those vampire movies, those vampire books, Twilight, that was written by like a Christian Mormon woman. Mormons are Christians, right? I think they're Christians. People call it a cult, and it might be a cult, but I mean, most of us Christians are a mess anyway. So, but the Mormons, she's a Mormon. That's what I heard. And it was actually about abstinence. Just a side note, that this vampire man was abstaining from biting that gal, and it was about abstinence. You abstain from the S word, and you abstain from biting the woman and using her in that way. Nice, huh? Right on. So shout out to these liberal women making these stories. Just like Harriet Beecher Stowe. Happy Women's History Month. Stupid. No, nobody's stupid. Don't say that word, kids, too much. But anyway, this is a... if you go into the folder there, Hassan, called Free Speech and Women, etc., and look at this transphobia link post, I mean, JPEG. J.K. Rowling, according to Stupid Poll, sorry, kids, on Reddit, yes, I sometimes peruse Reddit. Follow me there, James Anton Hake. James Anton Hake. J.K. Rowling was reported to police over transphobia. And this is that gal, mildly attractive older lady. Sort of blonde haired. Maybe she dyes it. Maybe she's naturally a brunette, brown haired gal, blue eyed, white lady. And she's a feminist, a feminist. They call her twerk, a turf, trans exclusionary radical feminist. And I have not liked her in the past because she did not like Trump. And then somebody who doesn't like Trump, I don't like you. Hey, that's wrong of me, though. I like everybody. I'm a Christian. We love everybody. So I'm repenting from that. I like her now, because she doesn't like the transgenders. No, I like the transgenders. I love everybody. We shout out to the transgenders. We're the people of that mindset, right? So this gal was reported to the police, the UK police. J.K. Rowling. Because she's on X, Twitter, and she's sort of come off of the Trump hate. She was beside herself. She had Trump derangement syndrome, as I recall. I could be wrong. And she's not even American, is she? Is she American? Well, she's a feminist, one of those... equal rights, equality, like there's any such thing as that. So I'm looking over on this Deadline website, which deadline.com, far left website, and Stupid Poll is a Reddit thing for communists, I guess, that linked to this, in this post, it linked to this, J.K. Rowling reported to police by former Big Brother contestant over transphobia. That's where you're supposedly scared or repulsed by the transgenders. J.K. Rowling says she has a harassment claim against the presenter, the person who's presenting this case against her. And this is an article, March 7th, 2024, by Jake Kanter, K-A-N-T-E-R. A simmering years-long row, that's British for fight. Row means fight, I guess. Between J.K. Rowling and this so-called broadcaster, which I guess is a news... announcer called India Willoughby has spilled into a police complaint against the Harry Potter author. Harry Potter is the wizard kids book, witch and wizard kids book. It sounds satanic, but she's Christian. a liberal Christian, so maybe it is devilish. This India Willoughby person has appeared on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK, United Kingdom, co-hosted shows including Loose Women, said she, quote-unquote, it's a MTF. It's an MTF transgender, this person. It's sort of an ugly topic. I'll try to move fast. MTF, male to wannabe female, okay? Thinking that this person thinks that this person is female. Or feels like a woman. Reported J.K. Rowling to Northumbria police in recent days. In an interview with Byline TV, India Willoughby claimed she had a cut and dry complaint against J.K. Rowling, arguing she had repeatedly been misgendered by the writer. The writer wants to call this person what God made this person. A man, right? India Willoughby underwent gender reassignment surgery back in 2015, like 9 years ago, and was credited with making history as the first transgender TV news reporter in the UK. Where is my spittoon, huh? Working for ITV, Tyne News, Tyne Tees Regional News, T-Y-N-E-T-E-E-S, Regional News. This is my spittoon. Given me by It's the Real Mr. Mad, so that I can spit at the evil and weakness and depravity, degeneracy of the UK, our English brothers, too, embracing the false values of inclusion. They're including evil and excluding good, you know? Okay. In recent days, J.K. Rowling's repeatedly declined to use Willoughby's preferred pronouns. You guys are familiar with that stuff, right? Preferred pronouns. She, her. And openly mocked the broadcaster, this India Willoughby person, in posts on Twitter, now X. The mask is off. People have historically given her benefit of the doubt, hearing all that she's doing is defending women's rights. She can't argue that anymore now that she's actually come out and broadly said to me that India Willoughby is a man, said India Willoughby, who is amplifying this lady author's message by repeating it. In other words, India Willoughby loves this. It's a thrill, as JLP talks about. Caught up in a thrill. You know, in your love to hate, there's this rapper who's dead now. He said, with my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Tupac, right? You love to hate. People love that. When you're on the road and you're mad and you try to make the other person mad because the person made you mad, you try to make them mad back. It's terrible. It's sick stuff. Just hatred everywhere. It reminds me of, who's that guy? Jewish conservative guy. Ben Shapiro. You guys remember Ben Shapiro? He's been on The Fallen State with Jesse Lee Peterson. He was on the Jesse Lee Peterson show as well. Years and years ago. He was confronted by this person who calls itself Katie Turr. Katie Turr, I think is the name. One of the Turrs. And this guy, Ben Shapiro, young conservative Jewish guy, relatively young, my age, plus or minus. He said, something, 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 sir. He said, sir, to this guy, male to, like, wannabe female, transgender, or so-called female, right? And so the guy is all, well, this transgender, Turr, who's famous for flying the helicopter that followed O.J. Simpson, Turr, by the way. Bob Turr was his original name. He's a father of a woman who's also a liberal Trump-hater woman in the mainstream media, MSNBC or CNN or something. This Turr fella or a fillet, like put his hand around Ben Shapiro's neck and was like, on the back of it, "You want to step outside?" Crazy, huh? But Ben was, in my opinion, being, although he was addressing this person, what he is, right? He would, just because it's the truth doesn't mean you're speaking the truth in love, right? It doesn't mean that you have the spirit of truth in you. So this guy, Ben Shapiro, in my opinion, was being provocative, kind of in your face, throwing it in your face. You don't necessarily want to throw it in people's faces, right? "Hey, can Ben go to Israel together every Easter?" says Flat Earth Victory. Yeah, Zoe Tur. Thank you. Come on, man. Katie Tur is his daughter. Imagine being a daughter of a guy who becomes a transgender. A blood daughter. It's not like a stepdaughter, like the Kardashians. The Kardashians are stepdaughters, right? Of, I'm blanking on the guy's name, the Olympian man. Kate. Call me Kate. Don't threaten people, kids. Yeah. Terry. I'm looking at the chat. Yeah, Katie Tur is the daughter. It's K-A-T-Y. So, yeah, you don't want to be vicious. You don't want to be vicious with these people. You know what I mean? Yeah, Bruce. Bruce Jenner. Shout out to Bruce Jenner. He says, "Call me Kate." I don't want to. I feel like that's... I don't want it. I don't want you, Jenner, I mean. I'll call you Jenner. That way I stay within the law. But anyway, back to J.K. Rowling. What, is she speaking the truth in love? I don't know. She's a liberal. She's a feminist. But she's a Christian. She posted on X the day before this article came out, J.K. Rowling did. "Some time ago, lawyers advised me that not only did I have a clearly winnable case against this India Willoughby person, so-called transgender, for defamation, but that India's obsessive targeting of me over the past few years may meet the legal threshold for harassment or harassment." How is it pronounced? Interesting. I call it mutual harassment or hate. But they shouldn't have some law against, especially against, like, misgendering and stuff like that. Come on, UK. But given that should and should not really doesn't matter. Because you have to deal with the reality. And this is my point in presenting this news to you. Leave Terry alone, chat. Snake pit. Don't be bothered by the evil of the world. It protects you. Love, like what JLP talks about, what he's spreading, is your protection. So that you don't go overboard with criticizing the transgenders or the PDFs or the LGBTIQs or the whatevers or the blacks or the whites even or the Jewish people. We can't say Jews, right? Or anybody, then you can be sensible. God gives good sense, common sense to you, and that's your protection. You know what I mean? That's my main point in presenting this to you, because that is the world, the government of the United Kingdom, the government of the United States, too, although we supposedly have more free speech than them, and in Canada, and Australia, probably, and in New Zealand, and probably Russia. Where else do I have listeners? Elsewhere. Just know that you don't, and especially if you're for an independent thinker, you're more on the side of what's right, you're not going to get the leeway. If you're white, if you're a man, You're not going to get the leeway from... They don't care about justice. So don't cry that it's unjust. We already know that it's unjust. Don't be shocked at the injustice. There are pro-lifers who are getting arrested and attacked and persecuted for their pro-life activism. Well, honestly, some of the stuff that they're doing, they don't need to be doing. And you're getting mad, you're emotional, and that's not God-given emotions. It's not righteous anger. It's self-righteous. And you're going to get yourself in more trouble than God is leading you to do. But if, say, you have gotten yourself in trouble, accept it. Accept the trouble you've brought upon yourself in your blindness. Because we've all gotten brought trouble and alienation of friends and all that stuff. Hake avows being a weak, submissive citizen, says Ned Post. Yes. Yes. But a weak, submissive citizen for Christ. Be a conscious submitter to these unjust laws as much as you can. Conscious, where you know that it's wrong, but you're not doing it in fear, but in wisdom. And also out of love. Because some of this fighting is not out of love. Some of this bashing of these evil people, and they are evil, is every bit as evil as the evil that you're bashing. So you're not waking them up. Oh, I have to tell the truth. Well, you're not living the truth. Know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Shout out to Ned Post and their guys. UK is going after Andrew Tate. Yeah, I mean, anybody who's an independent thinker who's like for independence, taking care of yourself, being a man, being Christian, or being a decent Muslim, whatever. You're not going to get it. You're going to get the hard hand of the communist satanic law coming down on you. And you kind of brought it on yourself. So thank you, Hassan. That's the J.K. Rowling footage coverage. Before I get to calls, this is along those lines. Along the lines I just said of be a weak, submissive citizen. Okay? But consciously. Or you, whatever. Criticizing certain people. I saw this YouTube comment this morning from yesterday's show. Monday, March 11th. Steve stated, they're trying to make it a crime to criticize a certain group of people. Semicolon. So should we follow that law? Question mark. And if we do, comma, that means the truth, dot, dot, dot. Or ellipsis, or whatever. I'm putting in punctuation because he didn't put punctuation in. I'm criticizing his punctuation there. What's up, Steve? Shout out to you, man. I appreciate you. Because they're just actually trying to ban the truth. Like you're not allowed, semicolon. Because like you're not allowed to say somebody owns something, comma, or certain drugs came from a certain countries, period. So basically they're trying to make the law not to speak the truth, period. Should we follow that law, question mark? M-dash is what I'm asking. Should we follow that law is what I'm asking. And I say, yeah, you should. Be wise. The Lord may lead you sometimes to break some of these unjust laws. But most of the time when we're breaking them, I don't think it is. I do not think it is. Old Saucy today in the JLP chat. Oh, don't show this one because it has echoes. I shouldn't have said that. Don't show this one though, Hassan. Old Saucy said the first thing the Soviets did was make anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism, quote unquote, illegal. Don't expect the current commies, same people, same spirit of the evil people, right? To do anything different. They create conflict and they control conflict. So I say have no conflict about the evil that they're doing. Have no conflict within. Right? You should have perfect peace, whatever evil that they're doing. Whatever evil that they're doing. Because think about it. They, being the government, the children of the lie, this Satan-led people, are tempting the Satan in you to act out in rebellion against these dumb laws, right? And you rebel, and then sometimes some people do something, like somebody does a mass shooting, supposedly in the name of that. Supposedly in the name of white nationalism or whatever, or eco-fascism. And they have more of an excuse to bring in more so-called hate speech laws and more violations of the Second Amendment, which is the right to carry guns, awesome guns, and all kinds of stuff like that. You know? Don't give them the excuse. Don't have the conflict within. So that's your little lesson for today. And now, I would like to invite Joel Friday in here, if he can come in here right now. because he had a, and I'll try to keep this brief because I like to keep it moving. And I have to respect his time too because he has his show right after mine. And so we got to let him, you can walk by. It's charming. What's up, Joel Friday of Joel Friday TV, live right after Hake, 11 to 12 Pacific time, Pacific Daylight time. What's up,
nice.
Man?
Nice. Hey.
Hey. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring you on because you had had an interesting show the other week about false righteousness, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the name of the show. I forget what episode number it was, but you can look up by that name, false righteousness. And you covered this footage that I had covered one little snippet that I saw.
Yeah. I remember.
Charlie Kirk was on the Whatever podcast. Charlie Kirk is of TPUSA, young, son of a, like a rich man, very go-getter, trying to convert college campus students to be conservative, quote-unquote. Christian,
yeah.
He says. And he was on this Whatever podcast, which invites a lot of sluts, sorry kids, ladies, onto their shows and have like men criticize them, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Or converse with them. Try to bring people together.
Right.
And it's sort of interesting. And so Charlie Kirk, you criticize him for being a fake Christian, like a phony,
I just
thinking that he's better than these.
Yeah, I just criticize that moment. I don't know anything about him, so
yeah.
I wouldn't walk around calling him a fake Christian.
Oh, okay.
What I say is that moment was just phony. Like, and, but go ahead. You can introduce it.
Okay, so he was, in Joel Friday's impression, this guy was thinking he was better than these dirty video women. Because a lot of dirty video women, it's common now.
Right.
People are joining these websites to sell pictures and videos of themselves being dirty.
And yeah, they embrace that.
Right. Sure. And yeah. They have the S word out of wedlock. One gal said, I don't want to miss out on anything in the clip that you played.
Yeah, yeah.
By waiting until marriage to have the S.
Right.
And only having S word with one man, sex, right? FOMO, fear of missing out, right?
Right.
That's what I learned from the, I guess, who, I don't know who, is something that I learned about. And I say that that's ego, that's selfishness, that's blind. But Charlie Kirk didn't point that part out.
Right.
He said, he looks around, because he's looking around at these ladies. We're using the term a little bit loosely, but come on. Shout out to the ladies. And he doesn't feel like he's missing out. I don't feel like I'm missing out.
Right.
Because he's married and he has a daughter and he wants that for them. He thinks that this is so great and everybody should have this joy in life.
Yeah.
And you're going to regret it if you don't.
Puke.
Right. Puke. And I've met a lot of Christian men who are like, yeah, marriage is the funnest thing in life. You're going to like it and stuff like that.
Right.
But he said, I feel like I'm not missing out. And that was kind of like almost they took it as, and I don't think that he meant it, but you think that he meant it, as a backhanded attack on them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at you guys. I don't think I'm missing out. My wife is beautiful, a beautiful Christian woman.
Yeah. I think, well, I don't know if you're finished.
No, go ahead.
Okay, because to me, that Whatever podcast is just like, to me, it seems like it's set up in a way to put, like, the idea, the intention is to, like, wake these women up, help them.
Okay.
But I feel like the result, the reality of it, is just going on there and bashing these women. Like, saying, you're a, I almost went crazy. Said the word. Yeah. You're this nasty person. Yeah. You shouldn't be. What's wrong with you?
People love judging.
Thing. Yeah. And it seems just both like sides. A putting down thing opposed to like actually helpful.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, there is like a I liked one that what's that one guy from not TPUSA, but the other guy. He's from Daily Wire.
Okay, like Ben Shapiro or one of those guys?
Yeah, but not Ben Shapiro, but the one with the glasses.
Oh, yeah, Michael Knowles. Michael Knowles. Christian Michael Knowles.
Okay, so Michael Knowles went on there and did one, and the way he went about it was totally different.
Okay.
Like from the clips that I've seen, right?
Yeah.
And he was more respectful.
Okay.
And the reason why I criticized Charlie Kirk, in my opinion, is because he was being this false respectful, like trying to have this soft tone to make it seem as if he's trying to be nice.
Yeah.
And speak down to the women and like, well, what do you do?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and it was just this weird, like, posturing to me that I just found was just, like, disgusting. So,
you know, when he said the, I don't feel like I'm missing out, you read it and they read it as that was a dig on them. That was a basically, he doesn't think that they're worth
right,
anything.
Right.
But that was the truth. Like, a lot of times these gals who become this way, guys don't want to marry with them. They don't really, they become less desirable by indulging their desires and indulging other men their desires.
Yeah.
And so they're wasting their lives away. So that was like kind of the cold, hard truth. But you're right, he backed off from it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not just talking about you. I'm saying in general, I don't feel like I'm missing out.
Well, it is true, like, and I'm not against any, because everything he said was true,
yeah.
Right? Everything he said was true. I'm not saying what he
said
was
everything,
a lie.
But in terms of
like,
that, this
right,
part.
From the clip, yeah. From the part. Like, a lot of the things he said that, it's not that I disagree,
yeah.
Is that, like, it's still, in my opinion, a lie if it's not done properly. So
fair.
even if you say, you should get married, like he said, then there's a way to say you should get married, opposed to, like, let me flex this in front of your face just to let you know I'm better than you and you're not. That's what it was. It came off to me, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then that remark, he even said in that moment that, like, oh, I'm not saying you guys.
I know.
Right? He's not,
right.
I'm not saying you guys. And then that's fine. You can say
you
that.
You should have left it at you. It includes you guys.
Right. But my thing is that, like, because I know that's what he's really trying to say.
Right.
And that's what he really means, whether it's the truth should've. Or not.
Yeah.
But my thing is that, like,
that sounds mean, and so he backed off from it, and he doesn't want to seem mean, but he is mean by being
right.
nice, which
but,
is fake.
Right, and I'm just, but to me, even if he said it and meant it and
yeah.
didn't back off from it, like, it's still the intention behind it is him
to disrespect
thinking he's
them?
Better. Yeah, thinking
yeah.
he's better. And that's my issue with it, is that a lot of these Christians think that you do walk around and you can just judge people, and I know you want to be critical, but you have to realize, too, that it's arrogance.
Right.
Which is just as evil as anything else that you accuse people of doing.
Yeah. People also say that this is signal boosting, too, because these gals, the haters judge them, but then they'll also go up and sign up for their websites and go look them up and all that
right,
stuff
right,
and
right,
start
right.
looking at them.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's messed up. But also they played into this FOMO thing. They're both playing into the regret thing. And you don't want to sell life on, I don't want to have regrets. Because
oh, yeah.
then you're having fear of regret.
Yeah.
Which is a miserable way to live.
Yeah.
Whether you're chasing marriage or chasing S-word out of wedlock.
Right.
You're both going about life the wrong way. Because that's not
yeah.
real life, you know?
Yeah, you're talking about the girls, right?
Both on both sides. Because him, too. He was saying, I don't want you guys to regret not getting married and having this beautiful family that I have, and it's a great family. You're going to miss out.
Yeah.
So he's selling fear of missing out too, just
right.
like her.
Yeah. And that's a great point too, because like just because you have a wife and a child doesn't mean that you're happy.
Right.
And that's the thing that bothered me too, is that like he's going in there saying, well, just because I have, that means nothing to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, there's a whole lot of miserable married families.
People. And then on top of it, the girls were like, oh, like, silly. Right? Like, oh, that's so cute, right?
Right.
But, like, even though it's crazy and silly and they're just being emotional, they still were kind enough to try to be, like, friendly.
Yeah.
To where on his end, it wasn't that, because he knew he was going on here to talk to some slut.
Yeah.
And that was his attitude about it. And I just didn't like that.
Was there anything in you that was a temptation to judge him for judging them?
No, because I honestly felt zero about it.
Uh-huh.
I honestly can clearly see that what's in him is pure arrogance in that moment. And like,
yeah,
I said, I know nothing about his lifestyle. He may be a great conservative, and,
uh-huh,
and like, that's, I don't know much about it. But in that moment, him trying to correct these girls from a, like, a moral standpoint,
right,
was not moral at all. It was pure arrogance.
Yeah.
And to me, I just feel like you see it, you deal with it. And I dealt with it because I saw it to be, and there's so many videos. He's not the only one.
Right.
There's more of it. And I was like, you know what? There's another guy, but I don't want to hop up on my stream and just be talking about all the time. It's just silly. But
so
I don't feel like
it is a common thing to be judging and looking down on the sluts.
But
and that's not the way.
I feel like also in our time, and like to answer your question, no, I didn't feel anything within, but I feel like also we're in a time to where things are starting to be revealed, like the truth of things. And like, men are starting to see that women get emotional and they get crazy sometimes.
Right.
And men are trying to like come back to being men because of like different movements, Trump being one of them and all these things. So people,
yeah,
have this right desire and like zeal to be manly.
But they go about it in the wrong way.
Yeah, they jump ahead of themselves and now they have this posturing like as if they are a man. And I understand it because we all go to that place. But when we're arrogant, we should be checked. That's
right.
How I feel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like what I was talking about with criticizing certain people and the transgenders and this,
yeah,
J.K. Rowling stuff. They're making all these laws, and we have de facto laws against free speech.
Yeah.
But you don't have to just... All free speech is not love. Even if you're telling the factual truth, it's not love. And it's not from... it's not. You're supposed to speak the truth in love.
Right.
So...
And... Yeah, so that's just my whole, if you're going to do it right. But and of course, we're going to make mistakes and not always do it right.
Yeah.
But then we should be corrected.
You had a caller yesterday, Jeff in Louisiana, Mumbles, who's like,
oh, Jeff, yeah.
I think that he was saying the same thing that I asked you, like, were you judging, was this question,
yeah,
you were judging Charlie Kirk while he was judging them? Was that what he was saying?
That's what he was saying, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I see, I totally can see how it looked that way. And
right,
the reason why and that's why every person has to know and know and know for themselves.
Yeah.
And the reason why I don't feel it was that way is because, like, even if you're watching the episode, I'm not like all serious about it. Meaning, like, I'm still joking at the same time. Meaning,
yeah,
like, I'm laughing with the chat at the same time. Like, it's not like hindering me from, like, being unaware of what's going on. Like,
nice.
I'm still, and I didn't feel anything about it at all, but I did see clearly, like, this is just insane and I'm going to talk about it. So
sometimes these guys will think, oh, he hates women or something like that. And I'm like, maybe I do, but I'm not, the
right,
stuff that I'm saying, I'm not, there's no like malice in what I'm
right,
saying about
right,
the ladies.
Right, right.
So
yeah,
interesting, man.
Could, yeah. So it is what it is.
But, yeah. People got to watch, yeah, themselves and not be so eager to take the speck out of their brother's eye.
Yeah. And for the girl and for the ladies too, I didn't even focus none of the show on them.
Right.
But, I mean, obviously it's clearly like what it is.
A mess.
But
yeah.
I just try to go from the perspective of if I'm walking into an interview like that, like you just respect all people no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's gay, whether it's anything. And this is just my opinion. Like you just show respect to all people.
Yeah.
And yeah, you don't have to, because it's just all ego if anything else is involved. So
true.
That's just how I seen it.
And then there's no light. There's no real light causing people,
exactly,
to pause and appreciate and check themselves.
Yeah.
Really see themselves.
Exactly.
Nice, man. Well, I appreciate,
yeah,
it. Joel Friday,
well,
TV.
You.
He's live Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 12 Pacific Daylight Time. Daylight Savings Time didn't hit you, did it?
It's still hitting me.
Oh, okay.
Now, it hasn't been too bad, actually.
Nice.
But yeah.
I remember it's been rough over this some of the years.
You know, it's probably as the weeks go on and I have to get into the like the system of it,
yeah,
I'm probably gonna start feeling it.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So we'll see.
Cool, man.
Thank you.
Let me get to a call here, guys. Pete in Alaska is on the line. Pete, thank you for calling and holding. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Is Joel still right there?
No, he's off getting his own show together.
Well, I was going to say, you guys should give old Charlie Brown a little bit of a break.
Charlie Kirk?
Because I think he was having a hard time keeping his composure. If it was the same clip I'm thinking of, the gal he had in frame with him certainly couldn't have distracted him at all, I'm sure.
I know. I censored the clip that I played. I remember censoring, like, because she was
smiley
mad.
Smiley faces or what? Anyway.
That's funny. No, I totally like Charlie Kirk. I mean, I've had disagreements with him. But... And, you know, I see him as a nice guy who's trying to do whatever he's doing.
Sure. And
that's sort of a meaningless statement. Go ahead.
In defense of Joel there, to have some constructive criticism to... just give people an example of looking at themselves, you know, same old, same old. But and then you asked for us to imagine if a daughter had a trans father.
Oh, and, yeah, right.
Okay, so a quick thought come to me. Well, she gets an expansion on her wardrobe, so it can't be too bad. and then... I'm in a little bit of a dilemma. I'm hoping you can help me out.
Okay.
I'm trying to let people know that they can't say gay to protect the straightophobes. And how am I supposed to go about doing that without saying the word gay? You know?
Say that again?
Don't say gay. I got to tell my friends, hey, man, can't be saying gay, but there I am saying gay. So that's a little gay.
I don't follow your point or your question.
Well, how am I supposed to tell people that they can't say gay without saying gay?
Oh, it's a fake news. It's fake news anyway. It's the mainstream media pretending that in Florida they have this law that outlaws pushing the LGBTIQ agenda on kids.
IQ, that's funny.
Yeah, on kids who are like fourth grade and younger or something like that. If you're if you're eight and younger, you're not supposed to push the gay agenda on them. And so that's what the law is. But the law says you can't even say the word gay. So it's... not even what the bill is called, but it's fake news. They're they just hate. They hate people who want to do anything to protect the children from this evil agenda.
Well, right. I mean, if it's just crazy. I mean, to what does that even mean? You know, transphobia and homophobia. You know what? You don't want to take part in that. That means you're against it or something. You know, to each their own, really. But
right,
it's this pushing it in the face, everybody. That's
and they can't admit they cannot admit that they're pushing it in people's faces. They try to pretend like, oh, why is it such a big concern what we do with our bodies or what we do in our bedrooms or whatever like that. Whatever they claim. That's not it. I don't know. Nobody really cares, but you're pushing it.
Yeah, they got this little park in downtown Soldotna here on the Kenai Peninsula, and they're doing these annual just a gay festival, I guess, you know.
In Alaska?
And so they're all... Yeah. So
in the summertime or wintertime?
Yeah, summertime.
Okay. Obviously, because then it's...
I wish it was the winter.
All right.
Bundle them up, you know.
That's funny.
Cover up some of that makeup. But
yes, please.
yeah, it's just, I mean, we're not down there having straight fests, you know. So it's just odd to me, you know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You
but
know
wish
what?
Them I, well.
Yeah. True. It is. I saw this post from an independent journalist, sort of a liberal guy, atheist, named Michael Tracy, who's been on the JLP show a number of times over the years. And he said he thinks his issue with this LGBT ideology is that it encourages kids to be into this, like...
confusion.
This topic of identity. Identity. Mm-hmm. Nobody mm-hmm. even knows who they are or what they really are. Nobody
yeah,
knows who they are.
Some of them are still learning to spell their last names, you know.
I don't, like, who are you, Pete?
Who am I?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know who I am, but
right,
they're trying to define themselves. And I heard a great piece of wisdom, and then I'll let you speak, from Destiny, of all people. Destiny.
Oh,
he
yeah?
said,
yeah?
You shouldn't be all into trying to define yourself. You're trying to define yourself. Just live. Just live.
Yeah, he occasionally has a good point.
Right.
But he had to go through a little bit of hell, it seems, to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's just living in like the let it all hang out way, which is not wise.
Yeah, well, the hindsight of that talk he had with Jesse was kind of somehow, you know, just...
Yeah.
3 years later or whatever, he's all heartbroken, but...
Is he? I didn't know. I don't know whether he is or not. I haven't
well,
really...
Well, yeah, the gal...
I know that she left.
Married with, and they were having their duality relationships or whatever.
Open marriage type thing or whatever?
Yeah,
yeah.
And Jesse just said, it's not going to work, you know.
Well, I bet you he's relieved, honestly. He's probably relieved. I don't think that he's heartbroken. He doesn't strike me as the heartbroken type, but it could be. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a little clip I had seen him kind of coming to terms with it openly to folks.
Oh, okay.
So,
I mean, I did see a little video headlined, what's her name, called and asked me for money. Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure.
That's
surprise.
Funny.
Yeah, funny.
Crazy.
Right on. All right, young man. Thanks for the talk.
Yeah, great to hear
Have
from
a good
you, Pete.
Day.
And Alaska. What time is it over there?
Oh, what time is it over there?
It's almost. It's 12 till 10.
I'm looking at maybe 9 o'clock almost.
Okay, all right. So you're like an hour behind. Right on.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, call me again sometime, Pete. I appreciate you.
All right, man. How you doing?
Bye.
Bye.
That's cool. I will get to your super chats, guys. Hang tight. Jake Huston in Mississippi, who is, I was on his show. How do you pronounce your name, Jake?
People say Hudson, people say Hudson. But what's up, Hank? How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, man.
Hey,
appreciate your call.
By the way, thank you for ordering one of my shirts. Thank you for ordering one of my shirts.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me on the show and introducing me to T Public. It sounds like a cool website.
Oh, by the way, I hope you like the new thumbnail that my friend Alexa made for us.
I did. That was awesome. It was so let me just paste in the chat for those who don't know. You can catch Hake's interview on Jake Huston from last Saturday on his YouTube channel, and it was cool.
By the way, I didn't know that Jesse had had Judge Joe Brown on his show a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah, he was on the Fallen State. That's right. Yep.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous calling in because I'm not used to doing. Not used to a call greeter.
Oh yeah, no worries. Yeah, don't worry about that. That's just so that we know your name in town, so that we save time on the actual show. So you talk to you probably talked to the producer of the JLP show. Nice.
Yeah. Hey, did you get those songs I sent to your email?
I did. Appreciate those. Some AI songs that Jake Huston sent to me, and you can find them on Jake Huston's Husdens SoundCloud. And I retweeted them. I reposted them on my own SoundCloud, my The Hake Report SoundCloud, of little AI Hake songs. Which one's better?
What's better, the Substack that new thing that you use, or SoundCloud?
Substack is better because it's free. SoundCloud is good for music and for rappers and stuff like that, but you have to pay a fee, don't you? Don't you have to pay a fee if you're going to have a large amount of stuff?
Yeah.
So for my podcast, I moved from SoundCloud over to, eventually I got to Substack. I'm on Substack for my podcast now.
Yeah.
And that podcast distributes to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all that stuff automatically.
Yeah. But a lot of my podcasts go over to Spreaker, and it goes to Spotify,
nice,
Amazon, and others. And I'm hoping one day Apple.
Nice, because, right on.
Because a lot of people say, you know, you said on the podcast, and by the way, and I do apologize if that song did offend you about Jesse.
No, not at all. There was this AI generated song that Jake Husdens. AI made that said, Jesse Lee Peterson, you're a rebel with a cause, but your cause is empty. All you do is fan the flames of hate. It was much better than I'm singing it. I liked it. It was interesting. It proved to me that AI is liberal.
By the way, beta.
Nice. Indeed, man.
All right, I had to do this. This is my first time calling in.
What an honor!
I had to, and here's the thing, you know, I love that your call greeter noticed my microphone was a little loud, so he had me switch to the microphone on the headphones.
Oh, good. Yeah, we like we like the callers to call in with a clear signal, so we come across, so people can understand.
But I want to ask, what did you think about what John Cena did at the awards thing on Sunday?
Well, thankfully, I did not see it. So John Cena is a wrestler guy and also an actor. He's purportedly white, but he did not wear any clothes except for like an envelope and shoes or something like that at this awards show, I heard. And I did not, I was not tempted at all to go look. And so thankfully, I haven't seen it. It doesn't sound wise to me. Maybe he was, my conspiracy theory. Well, I don't know. I don't know what's up with him. I think he's unwise, though.
And by the way, hey, if you check your, when you get your shirt, send me a picture of you wearing it.
Will do.
And also, I did put up a new design, the Jake and Hake show, the thumbnail that we have. I just put it up on T-Republic as a T-shirt.
Oh, right on, man. Cool.
And here's the thing, DJ, and by the way, shout out to DJ Electra. She did the
Your artist.
She also called in through the power of the phone lines. All right, I'm sorry if I'm taking a little bit of your time talking about this. I know you guys have limited time, so I'll see you guys later. Keep the peace, and also beta.
Nice. Thank you, Jake Hudson. In Mississippi. Take care. Ah, oh, he got me with the click. Ah, oh, I should have known. I should have known. What's Joel Friday's handle on X? It's Joel Friday TV on X, asks somebody on X. What's up, Justice for Fathers? Let me read a few super chats before I get to the music and then get back to calls. Sion C bought a coffee. Have you seen this puppet? Keisha? Is so funny. Blah. Watch it from time to time. It's entertaining. Well, thank you for the tip, Sion C. Thank you. Kindly. Popcorn's Thump Keg gave a super chat yesterday that I did not get to. It's interesting to hear you saying that young black people should get a job, but the organization that you work for doesn't hire people with black-sounding names. Where do you get that? Where do you get that? Just because JLP said it doesn't mean that that's the practice. You ever heard of Joel? How can you get a blacker name, blacker sounding name than Joelle? I know that it's not Laquisho or something like that, but Joelle is a black sounding name. And I believe that Bond has hired Joelle Friday twice and never fired him. So, yet. So it's all about the character. But anyway. Correct me if I'm wrong, you have said that you would generally shy away from hiring black people as a form of risk assessment. Indeed, you assess the risk. A whole lot of blacks are crying racism and suing and causing problems and not showing up on time and complaining, being lazy, being suspicious and all that stuff. Do you think your stance on hiring black people is an anomaly? I don't know. It could be, or it might not be, because a whole lot of people know. I think most people probably know how blacks so commonly are. And if more people thought like you, what would that mean for black people seeking employment? Well, it may be a little tougher. They may have to prove that they're one of the good ones. One of the good ones. You guys ever heard that phrase, one of the good ones? And there are some good ones. Justice Clarence Thomas, Alan West, I guess. JLP, Joelle Friday, and that's it. That's all of them. Shout out to the blacks. It's the whole concept of other people having to clean up the end result of policies that you advocate for. These are not policies that I advocate for. It's called freedom. It's called freedom to do with your business as you see fit. And freedom for you to shape up or ship out. Shape up or ship out. For example, people who are against abortion say put the child up for adoption. I don't say that because adoption isn't right either. Raise the child. Be responsible. Well, when those same people who say they're interviewed asked how many kids they have adopted, it's, oh, I'm too busy, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's not entirely true because I'm not responsible. First of all, those who tell you to put them up for adoption are not responsible for your child, whom you made out of wedlock or you don't want to have. I'm not responsible for it. You're pretending like we're supposed to be responsible for your problem, you know? If you think of the baby as a problem, the unborn child, it's dumb. There are waves of people who will adopt. They just won't do it. And, you know, there are... adoption is really not the answer. The answer is getting married before having the S word and having the child and raising the child with your husband, the father. So that's the better answer. And then, yeah, there are some who want to adopt. But children of adoption, it's not ideal. It's not ideal. And now the LGBTs want to be adopting, and they are adopting. Some guy goes, get a job at McDonald's. Well, when you ask the guy who says, would they go work at McDonald's, they say, of course not. Really, who says that? I would probably work at McDonald's. That would be my first stop. If something were to happen, I were to get fired or something, God forbid, right? Or Starbucks or In-N-Out would be great. Chick-fil-A, they seem like good employees. I don't really like the company or the way it's, you know, the politics that they've waded into and shown themselves to be cowards and kiss-ups, but it seems like they have a great atmosphere. I see more super chats have come in this time, but it's time for music, guys. It's Steve Taylor Tuesday, and then I'll get back to calls and more super chats and other things. Steve Taylor from 1988, Over My Dead Body. Over My Dead Body. I hope you enjoy it, you musical Philistines. It's from the 1988 album Meltdown. You can go outside, shovel snow, plant your garden, harvest your crops, rake your leaves, crack the whip, get the whip cracked on you. Hey, that's ridiculous. You're too old for that. I know, huh? That's true. Be all old. Maybe I should work for like Trader Joe's or something. Be all old working for Trader Joe's or Sprouts. But anyway, be right back here, Steve Taylor. We'll be right back. especially good Hank music. Thank you, Mr. Pink. What's up, Modern Day Debate? James Kuntz. Shout out to Modern Day Debate. Look, the Goodyear blimp. You guys ever seen it? We're looking at the video B-roll. No, I'm not talking about a fat lady. Shout out to the fat ladies. Isn't this a vibe? No? Hate driving and recording. No! Don't tell them. Anchor Baby was driving, says Hillary. We'll go with that. They are going a good 80 miles an hour, the people passing me. Well, thank you guys for bearing with me through the, my opinion, beautiful music. There were other super chats that have come in. In fact, let me read them. That Handyman gave a couple of super chats on Rumble, Rumble Rants. Hake on Rumble. Let's see. Sound like two chicks spilling tea. How do you know what Kirk thinks, as in Charlie Kirk, referring to Hake and Joelle Friday? Or are you just projecting what's in you? You guys are more aligned with Kirk's, says that handyman, with a couple of generous donations. You guys should be working together instead of nitpicking. And he spells nitpicking like knitting. Not to nitpick his spelling. It's fine. It's why Democrats dominate. They get in line and work together even though they hate each other. Well, I agree with you that we should not be hating Charlie Kirk or Ben Shapiro or any of these people who are even somewhat aligned with us. I agree. Not dividing. It's meant, I think Joelle meant to be constructively criticizing, and Hake too. That's why I asked Joelle, was there anything in him that he was tempted to judge Charlie Kirk for allegedly, according to Joelle, judging these gals. And I agreed with him in that it did come off kind of phony. Like, he's sort of phony. Hey, people call Hake a phony. Somebody said, oh, Hake is phony spiritual sometimes. Yeah, it's not, hey, that's fine. It's still in my snake pit. We should be united with the snake pit. Hake is united with the ball tards, the flat earthers, the Jew blamers, the Jew critics, harsh Jew critics, the Jews themselves, those, like, where we can agree, right, of course? I agree with you, that handyman. So, don't judge us for judging Charlie for judging the girls. Otherwise, the judgment will never end. Yeah, we should unite, for sure. Look at Trump. He's not... He disavowed the Proud Boys, but it was not like, he's like, I don't know anything about them, only because he was pressured politically to do so by crooked Joe Biden. I disavow Proud Boys. I don't know anything about them, but he only criticizes based on what he knows. And like, he'll bash Mitt Romney, but then he'll work with Mitt Romney. He'll bash the rhinos, but then he'll work with the rhinos. You have to be able to work with people. You have to. You know what I mean? So thank you, That Handyman. Great Super Chats. Rumble Rants. And I'll get to the rest of the coffees. There are a couple more coffees that have come in. But I don't want to leave Joe in Phoenix on hold too long. Joe in Phoenix, Arizona is on the line. What's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Good morning, James. I'm hobbling along today, actually. I got my new horse home, but the first ride, I took a misstep dismounting him and fractured my ankle.
Oh, man. Be careful, man. Wow.
Which is why I couldn't call in the next day for Kashan at dawn. I was really disappointed. I wanted to talk to him more, but oh well.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have him back, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I like having him on. I appreciate that guest. Well, so get well. Heal up, man. Make sure that
with
you...
With a walking boot.
Yeah, make sure you get some circulation down there to your ankle so that you heal.
Yeah. Thanks, bud. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So going back a couple of weeks, I think it was Alex in California was talking about how I was wrong about Robert E. Lee and things I was saying about him. So I just wanted to, again, keeping Romans 12:19 in mind, I'm going to gently say, listen, go to the National Park Service website. They have a whole page on Lee. And you'll see that, yes, he did separate slave families, and yes, he did sell the slaves off. And the caller said, well, how could he sell slaves off when slavery was ended after the war was over?
Yeah.
The Emancipation Proclamation was done in 1863. 2 years still, the war had to go. And just because it was issued, does that mean that it was accepted everywhere? I mean, that's what Juneteenth is all about. It just took a while. There was no Twitter or nightly news just to tell everybody. It wasn't like it was issued, and the next day, all the slaves were just walked away free. It didn't happen that way.
Yeah, of course. Even at the end of the war, some people didn't even know that the war had fully ended.
Exactly. There was actually battles months after Lee surrendered to Grant at Appomattox.
Oh, so, wow. Interesting. You know, So you referred him to the National Parks Service website?
Yeah. Arlington House is the name of the page. They have a whole page on Lee.
Oh,
there.
Because of Arlington's... Arlington is... a historic place, and it has some history written down there on the government website.
Yeah, so everything I'm saying about him was written right there. He could see for himself the doubting me calling you.
Okay.
So, you
know, I think generally the caller is Daniel in Texas, who knows a lot about his Civil War history, not Alex in California, generally.
I forgot who it was.
Okay.
And is Joel still around? I heard him talking about Trump being this great guy earlier. I wanted to ask him, since Big Bump couldn't say one single thing good about Trump, and I wanted to ask Joel, what was one thing Trump did in his first term that he liked?
Oh, okay. Joel is within earshot, but you'll have to call his show. To ask him that. He's on. Have you ever listened to his show or caught it?
I have not. I have not called a show or heard a show yet.
Okay, well, it's Joel Friday TV on YouTube, and he's also on Instagram Tuesdays and Thursdays, Joel Friday TV.
I will try, but they asked me to get back involved with the 4-H group in my community here, and I've been doing that, so it's been keeping me busy in the afternoon, so it could be why I haven't heard a show yet.
Oh, okay. Well, you're in Arizona, so it's 10 a.m. your time right now, right?
It is.
And so it's 11 a.m. your time that Joel is on, just so you're aware. 11 to 12.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
that. Yep.
Well, that's all I have today.
Now, I don't know, like, what's your... You said that Robert E. Lee, according to the National Park Service website, sold slaves off and separated families.
Correct.
What's wrong with that?
You'll see that. Well, it's evil personified in both ways, if you ask me, but...
It's evil personified to sell slaves and separate the families?
100%, yeah.
How is it evil personified?
Not to mention, personified. I told you before that
personified, it's not personified, it's evil, it may be an evil act, but how is it evil?
Well, separating families, I mean, first of all, slavery itself is an absolute pure form of evil. To treat people like chattel and own them and strip them of all their humanity, that's the evil to begin with.
But you're adding to it, because slavery itself is just, you have to work for free and you're owned by me, and you have to stay here and you can't run off, and I have to take care of you and you have to work for me.
And there's no hope of bettering yourself. You can't learn to read or write. That's actually illegal.
Well,
you have no control.
It's illegal to learn to read and write.
Father.
Yeah. In the States, it was illegal for slaves to be able to read and write. Interesting.
Exactly. So you can't better yourself. You can't use your brain at all to expand your mind, learn anything. You got to stay in a state of ignorance. You have no control over your body or your family.
You have some control, though, because you're just I got to go to the bathroom, boss, or whatever. Master, I got to go to the bathroom. No, we got to wait.
listen to what you're saying. That's the evil, James.
I don't think, it depends on how you're treated. It depends on how the master treats you.
Nope.
If the master treats you well, then it's still not ideal, but it's a situation.
The condition itself is evil, James.
What's that?
The condition itself is absolute evil. It was done for economic reasons at all, to exploit the working base and dehumanize people. And
you keep on using this dehumanize people. Maybe some of them did. I heard that people, you told me that one quote, the sarcastic quote from the fictional book, Tom Sawyer or Huckleberry Finn, about did any people die? No, just some N-words.
Exactly.
And so I get that people are demeaning of one another and hating one another and dismissive of the value of their fellow human beings' lives. Just like with abortion today. People try to dehumanize babies. The unborn children, they dehumanize them. Or Trump supporters are dehumanized today by certain people. And I get that that's wrong, but there's got to be some masters who are like, no, this is a fellow human being, and I'm going to treat him right. He can't read, but other than that, maybe he can even buy his freedom. Some of them did buy their freedom.
Some of them did. Very few cases, but yeah, some of them did.
And anyway.
Yeah, but the condition itself, I mean, I know we just disagree, and that's fine.
And the reason I say separating families is not necessarily evil is that's by force. That's from an outside source. I've made this point to you before, I think. As opposed to a father and mother not getting along and we don't love each other anymore, we're going to divorce or stuff like that.
I think divorce is terrible too. We agree on that.
That's from an evil within. The outside forces separating you, that's just life sometimes. Life separates families. And so,
I'm very, very fortunate that there's very little divorce in my family or my wife's extended family. So
I heard, same here. Yeah, I have very little divorce in my family either. I've heard that. I heard that one radio host years ago looked into it and found that for the most part, the slave masters kept the slaves' families together because they worked better as families. Had you ever heard that before? Have you ever looked into such a claim?
I have not. I'd have to research that claim to see if that's true or not.
Yeah. And we didn't necessarily castrate the slaves like the Arabs did. And the Arabs are in some ways, I hate to say this, it's an ugly statement and I disavow it, but they're better off in some ways because they don't have to deal with the ingrate descendants, you know, the ungrateful descendants.
Well,
whereas we do,
the Arabs were clearly involved in the transatlantic slave trade, but so was. I mean, I know Jeff yesterday wasn't the whites, but it absolutely was.
Well, there were some white Jews who were involved, and maybe some. I'm sure some white Christians involved. Everybody was involved, including blacks. In terms of owning and selling blacks.
Absolutely, that's absolutely true.
Blacks
absolutely
owned true, slaves, and have you looked into the claim that blacks were harsher slave masters in America than the who had been former slaves? They've been former slaves and they were harsher slave masters than the white masters?
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, me neither. It makes sense,
based on the trauma they went through. But it's interesting, if you look back at the bit, you can still see the actual documentation of the companies in Europe that definitely sold shares of slaves too.
Shares of
Like a present day stock.
Like a stock. I own this amount of share in this one slave, or this number of slaves in one share. Okay. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. So I mean, you have multiple countries doing that, and so everybody has their hand in that pot, unfortunately.
Right, and it's such a long past distant evil, and I'll agree with you. There was some evil involved, of course. That
the whole thing was evil, but go ahead.
That it seems silly for the self-righteous people today to be going on and on and on about slavery as it's so evil, because they're doing evil today. They're doing abortion. They're pushing the LGBT stuff. They're dividing the races. They're dehumanizing the Trump supporters. They're dehumanizing one another. They're hating. They're divorcing. We have so much evil present day that it seems silly and petty and self-righteous to be righteously condemning Hitler and the slavery and all that stuff, you know?
No, we disagree on that, but you mentioned Trump, and I heard you say that I was excitedly waiting for the trial to start. That's not true, Jay.
Oh, okay.
I don't have an axe to grind with Trump. I really don't. If he did the crimes and they can prove it in court of law, then he should go to prison. That's all I care about. Holding him accountable like any other citizen. That's all.
Well, you're blind though, man. You're blind because you think that JLP is a fake preacher and Obama was this great president. And you have your cherry-picked facts that you like to reference justify your beliefs about Obama. But I just say that you're a blind intellectual, man. But anyway, that's fine. You can be a blind intellectual and think that about Trump. It means nothing to me. If I get bothered by your falling to the communist intellectual attack on our greatest president, then that's shame on me, you know? Shame on me for being bothered by that.
Communist and intellectual, James, I'm not calling you any names. You're calling me the names.
So well, I'm not calling you names. Those are adjectives. Communist, intellectual. But it's also, those are also names. Yeah, you're a communist, you're an intellectual. Commie Joe, intellectual Joe. I don't mind I'm calling you names, but I'm not doing it maliciously.
Although I don't mind the intellectual, because yes, I worked hard on my intellect. I worked hard on my education. So yes, I'm an intelligent person.
No, wouldn't you rather be intelligent than intellectual, though?
I'm both.
But you lack intelligence sometimes because you are blind to JLP's wisdom and the truth that he brings and the love that he shines in the world.
We see that very differently.
Right.
But going,
meaning
going
I see
Trump,
it and you don't.
Starting on the 25th. And yeah, and I see it as, again, he says some things that I 100% agree with and that I think are great.
Right.
And I support. And then he says things that are, I think, absolute evil and are absolutely prone to encourage more insane people to do violent things. And that is my problem with him.
Right. Yeah. You just have this blindness to you. It's fine.
That's all right. All right. Well, I've been on long enough, James. You have a great day. I'll call you again when my ankle feels better.
You as well. Get well, man. Heal up.
Thanks, man.
Bye. Jaime in Minnesota. Jaime, how you doing, man?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm doing pretty good.
Right on. How are you doing? What did you say?
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
That's good. I wanted to talk about the slavery, and I think your point is correct. You know, it's something that happened in the past, and it's not happening here in the U.S. anymore. Anybody alive, I've heard you guys saying this quite a bit, anyone alive now has never been through what slavery was.
Right. So yeah, we don't know. It is, people get into their imagination. You can even read true factual things and get into your imagination about, for example, what the Bible says. So when you're reading true factual things about history, you get into your imagination. You have no clue what it, you have no clue what those slaves felt, or I mean, you do hear what they write. Some of them did end up writing, or some of the, what they said was documented or written about by other people, but you don't, you're not, you are not there. So anyway.
Right. And with what Joe is saying, he's got resentment over this, and it's not helping him to help other people. This resentment that he has over racism and slavery, and it's blinding him from the real issues of life.
Yeah, it is. When you're caught up in judging something and just like gushing about how evil it is, you might want to check yourself, because he's talking about dehumanizing and all this stuff. And it wasn't universally that, first of all, I don't think. And on top of it, you want to be, like you said, not caught up in judging that, because then you're just stuck on that one issue and you're not really seeing life. You're missing life.
Right. And Joe doesn't seem to be like a hateful outward person, you know, a person who's hateful outward.
He does to me. Well, I've seen more of him than you, but in this recent call, you're right. He didn't come off that way.
He seems more like a person who's hateful inwards.
Whoa! Don't say inwards. Just kidding. Inwardly,
himself.
inside. Oh, toward himself.
Yeah. Toward himself, like.
Oh, interesting.
Where his anger comes from.
Oh, like not one to lash out, for example, like violently as much, or blame everybody else. Is that what you mean?
Right. I don't know. He doesn't seem to attack outwardly, but inwardly. He's mad, but he doesn't. He's not explosive.
Oh, okay.
He's implosive.
Oh, true. Yeah, I mean, that happens, that's a lot of people. Might be his white side. You know how whites are hold their resentment inward? They hold it inside of themselves and don't express it because it's not okay. You just have to be nice. Some whites are like that. He might be like that.
Right. And when
is that what you mean?
And when Joe's talking, he does say some facts, and they're interesting.
Right.
But then this side of him comes out, and then it gets really hard to listen to what he's saying because he has too much emotion behind the words. Like, he cares too much about it.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
And it comes off phony.
But yeah.
To me, like, the slavery thing, that's so long ago. It's, you know, nobody's a slave here in America.
Right.
There's other countries I've heard, I don't know for sure, that people are slave.
Yeah.
Enslaved.
Right.
A point someone else had made is, why don't people go over there to those other countries and, you know, try to help the people that are enslaved over there? Why are they over here?
Slavery is not the only evil. If, like, you hate this, if you're looking down on the slave owner, you're evil too. Like, it's kind of like these people who fall all over themselves about the Holocaust, like,
yep.
hating that, oh, it's going to happen again if we don't fight it. But if you're fighting hate, you're engaging in hatred with other people who are hating. And so you're just two devils fighting. You're going to bring the attack upon yourself, something that might not have otherwise happened had you known how to act. You know what I mean?
I think one of your callers likes to say if you don't learn your history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Yeah,
like
right.
And I've thought about that. I've heard it when I was younger. And
me
I
too.
Now I think that's kind of a dumb saying. If you are resentful about it and reminisce about it and ruminate on it, you're going to repeat it.
Yeah.
So it's better to forgive and forget.
Yep. Yeah. It's kind of nice to know stuff that's going on in the world that has happened, but it's more important to know yourself and the selfishness within. That way you can understand history better. you can understand other people in the present day better because you know human nature better, because you know your own evil human nature. A lot of people think, oh, most people are good. I saw this tweet, this post months back from Lex Fridman, who is a competitor, and he said, most people are good. I'm like, that's not true. You know what I mean? So that person, yeah. he may know a lot of stuff, a highly intellectual and even maybe intelligent person on some level, but he has a basic false assumption about human beings that's misguided.
Right. And, you know, I tune into the Hake Report to listen about the news, but also to listen to the spiritual side of things.
Nice.
But when I listen to the news, it's just for, you know, entertainment. It's just to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I can't actually do anything about what's happening in New York or in California.
Exactly.
Nor would I, but I do know what I can do here around me, you know, pay my bills, go to work.
Right.
Take care of my family.
Yeah, there's this false self-importance about stuff that's going on in the world. We don't really have to know that much. We can know a little bit. I really admire people who know a lot about what has happened and what is happening. But we get caught up. People get caught up in that stuff. And then their lives are, in the meantime, their own lives are falling apart, you know?
Right. I think yesterday you had the two callers, the one guy from Texas who knows a lot about the war.
Yeah.
The Civil War.
Uh-huh.
And there was another guy from, what was it, Florida or something?
No, he was from Meade.
Alabama?
Meade from Virginia.
Okay, well, I listened to those two guys, and the guy from Texas, he's a smart guy, he's intelligent.
Yeah.
He knows about it, but he has this disconnection with that topic. He enjoys it,
yeah,
but he's not a part of it.
Right, he's not wrapped up with his identity is not caught up with it.
Right, the guy from Virginia, he knows his stuff, but he's wrapped up in it, and it's very off-putting.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell him. Meade,
the same thing.
Meade in Virginia, you're right. He even talked about how he's like a descendant of multiple generations, and it's part of his identity. You don't want to fall for that. And I love the white identity people and all that, but you don't want to get caught up to where you're passionate and emotional about it. You're going to divide unnecessarily from a decent man, fellow man like Daniel, who would generally be on your side. Go ahead.
Right. And it's that. And the same thing with Joe is he's too wrapped up in his blackness or his whateverness.
Yeah.
That he could be, you know, a very good service to other people, but if he just wasn't so wrapped up in things.
It's interesting, too, because a lot of these guys, like, if you were to ask Joe in Phoenix, he would probably tell you that he's just following right and wrong. A lot of people think that they're just following right and wrong, and they don't realize the influence is on them.
Yeah, I wonder if Joe from Phoenix would take some counseling from,
from the JLP?
Best side of this heaven, the best counseling on this side of heaven.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people just need help to see.
Yeah.
To know how to look.
Right.
You know. But, yeah.
That's exactly what Big Bump said, tried to say to Mark from Los Angeles about getting caught up and having your identity, having this be part of your identity. You know, Mark from Los Angeles really is passionate about what's happened to America and white Americans, and it's off-putting, like what you said about Meade, and even Joe has that same false identity spirit that's not manly and it's not right. Nice, man.
It'd be interesting to see a different kind of Joe, Mark, and Maze after counseling.
Nice. Well, that's a kind suggestion. Something to consider. Appreciate you, Jaime. Take care, man.
You have a good day.
You as well. Bye. Okay. All right. I got to read more of these super chats that have come in, guys, and then I'll get back to calls. Okay? Based America First bought a coffee. Shout out to Amy Coney Barrett. I call her Amy Barrett because I leave off the maiden name. Mama of the country. MOMMA, of the country. In her opinion last week on the Colorado removing Trump from its ballot, she wrote, "The court has settled a politically charged issue in the volatile season of a presidential election. Particularly in this circumstance, writings on the court should turn the national temperature down, not up." Temperature being the, you know, when you're heated. Except by criticizing opinion differences, she amplified them. The men decided not only Congress can enforce 14th Amendment. Barrett complained that it is beyond the scope of the case because she's the smartest. What? Since when is this woman the smartest? Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor and asterisk. I think that's what that means. Didn't like it because they want the DOJ to be able to enforce. For example, Merrick Garland decides if Trump is on the ballot. What? The trio also wrote in their joint opinion that states having different laws would create a patchwork at odds with our nation's federalism principles. Individual state authority is federalism, says Based America First. Wow. So these gals are all confused. We need men. Wouldn't it be awesome to see just all, shamelessly, all white Christian men, preferably rich, on the Supreme Court? Just an in-your-face, thumb-the-nose. Well, hopefully that's not a vulgar thing. Pardon me, people who are kids, don't do that if that's a vulgar in your country or your culture. Just thumb-in-the-nose, in-your-face, all white men. Because race doesn't matter. If race doesn't matter, how come you want all white men? Because we can. And this is a white country. And they're fair-minded, generally. And then, you know, exceptions to the rule. There will be, like, a Clarence Thomas, who's, like, the best justice right now, I think, on the court. Or exceptions to the rule. There will be, like, a... Well, I can't think of anybody else. Thank you, Based America First. That's interesting. Right on. Amazing Asia bought a coffee. Wow, Hake. I never knew the Hake picture on your t-shirt actually said la, la, la. La, la, la. I always thought they were just lines. Cool shirt. Our shirts finally came after a month and a half. Laughing face emoji sideways with tears coming out. Thanks. Smiley face emoji. Yeah. That's right. When you order from Teespring, just be warned. When you order for like a season, say White History Month is coming up, or Men's History Month, or Christmas, order it early. Because it'll come 2 or 3 weeks after you forget that you've ordered it. That's what I always say. So order them early. And order them maybe extra early in case they print it too high. Sometimes it's just like an inch down. It looks ridiculous. Like one of my Flat Earth shirts was like, in my opinion, is too high. Obvious globe t-shirt, I mean. Not Flat Earth. I don't have a Flat Earth shirt. Not one that I sell anyway. Shout out to Sho Sugino for that. And I am remiss in not reading a super chat from Gregatron on Streamlabs. This is a response from Friday for you and Jeff. Mumbles? Mumbles is a character from Ed Bassmaster. He's a prankster who goes around messing with people. Yeah, he says, Bartle-doo and Malt Licky and Crap-mo-stank. He's real funny. Been watching for years. Well, thank you, Gregatron, for the heads up. That's cool. And that handyman gave another generous Rumble rant saying, my apologies, American flag emoji. Not at all, man. Not at all. No apology necessary. He's the one who was saying that Joelle and Hake were like little girls spilling tea about Charlie Kirk, judging him, when Charlie Kirk is, like, we generally agree with him on, you know, the decent conservative Christian values. Yeah. No worries, man. That's fine. You do want to, iron sharpens iron. Criticize. Aries 1 gave a diamond on DLive. No message. Thank you kindly. Appreciate that support. Speaking of mumbles, Jeff in Louisiana is on the line. How you doing, Jeff in Louisiana?
Pretty good, man. How you doing? Hey.
Doing well. Thank you.
Man, since I got Ms.
caught a boomer last week or week before.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Today I myself identify as a 4'5" Chinese lesbian midget.
Who's gonna call you that?
That's just what I'm identifying as today, so maybe I'm calling in.
Maybe.
But man, the reason I called in, and I just want to make a serious point.
Okay.
It's not against Joe. It's not against the last car caller except for you too. And I'm the one of worst to do it too. We need to quit living in the past and think about slavery and history and everything else. We need to focus on today and what's going on. In 150 years, it's not going to be slavery and black people they're talking about. It's going to be what's going on now.
Yeah.
It's going to be the fact that we have a government in there now that's Democrats and liberals that are pushing boys and girls chopping their stuff off when they're kids, taking hormones, not having kids. We have businesses just let people walk in and out with $700 TVs, not stopping them, not prosecuting, not there's no law on them.
Yep. Very true, man.
On TV, sniffing girls and molesting children on TV.
Yeah, present day evil things.
And that's what I'm going to be talking about 200 years from now. It's not going to be slavery. It's going to be the crap that's going on now.
Yep.
Because guess what? There's not going to be in America.
You might be right, man. All countries fade out, transform, get destroyed. Even these countries that are thousands of years old, they're not the same that they were thousands of years ago or whatever. Like China and all these European countries.
We're not the same as we was 20 years ago.
I know. It has greatly changed for the worse in probably worse. Most ways.
I mean, if he wants to use, I can't remember what you said. What did you say a while ago? Talking down people, like degenerate them or something?
Yeah.
Okay, why do you think these women are thinking? When there's a 5-foot girl in a locker room getting dressed for a swim meet, and there's a 6-foot-4 dude walks around with his junk hanging out, jumps in the pool, and swims beside her, races beside her, and beats her, and gets a national championship, but it's a male.
Yeah. Insanity.
I mean, it's just...
We're sitting there judging the slave masters, and the slave masters are morally laughing at us from heaven. Or hell, but heaven.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing of us, the same thing. We need to worry about our time now instead of what happened 200 years ago.
Yep.
We're not going to make better what happened 200 years ago because it don't matter. There's never going to be enough.
Yeah. So true, man.
If you call Joe right now and say, I give you $20 million, just quit talking about it, what's he going to tell you? What? Next week, I'm going to call you back and say, well, I put enough.
Yeah, he can't help himself.
Yeah, I need some more. That's not enough. And that's not enough. I mean, it's every race, everybody's going to do it.
But yeah, the ego is insatiable.
Yeah, it's just never enough. So, you know, but if we can focus on what we have going on now instead of the future, I mean, the past, I mean, I've asked people that they don't play Trump. I don't want to talk about what I don't like about Biden. I don't want to talk about what Trump's doing. You tell me why you don't like Trump.
Yeah.
Nobody can answer.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because there's no reason they can answer. They have no answers except he's a mean person.
Right. And he's not a mean person, which is what's funny about it. He's like the least mean person that you've ever met.
Man, do you see that Leticia James that won in New York at DA up there, got him at $300 million. They had a deal with the FDY where they was doing a hiring or retirement party or something. When she came on stage, y'all booed her.
Repeat what you just said. I caught the end of what you said, but repeat this topic.
The district attorney in New York, Leticia James.
Yes.
And there was a big news story where she come to FDNY, the church, to do a retirement ceremony or something. When she come up there, they were all booing her. And she goes, oh, calm down. We're in the house of God.
Oh, Lord.
And they start chanting Trump.
Wow.
Now she done contacted the head of FDNY to find those people and go after them.
What? So the firemen booed this lady, the New York fireman, New York City fireman, I guess, booed this lady, Letitia James, the black female who's going after Trump, and chanted pro-Trump stuff. And that's not classy, but she's not a classy woman, but that's not classy to treat her like that. But now she wants to go and like, yeah, investigate them? Is that true?
Yeah, they told the fireman to turn yourself in, come to the office, admit you did it, or we have video, we're going to look at the video and figure out who done it.
Oh my gosh, she wants to dox them. You don't repay evil with evil, but you expect a woman like that to repay evil with evil. Because that's wrong for them to do that, I think. It's not classy. Be a man, you know? But
It's not classy, but that just shows you the fact how far these liberals will go to get their way.
Yeah. That's why I tell people, watch out, because you don't have the freedom of speech. Because they have the freedom of speech. But no, you don't actually have the freedom of speech.
It's going to get the same way, you know, with the defund the police. Now when you call the police, some of these places are telling people, you know, we'll be there when we get there. Or somebody has, you know, with a gun to your head, you want cops now.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be when you call a fire department in New York, we'll get there when we get there.
Wow.
We don't care if your house burns down, you know, because this is crap we got governing us. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
It's sad. It's real sad the way this country's gotten.
It is. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Well, man, that's all I'm calling for, man. I'll let you go.
Thank you, Jeff in Louisiana. Take care. I hung up on him so that I didn't get the click. Emmanuel, God with us, in California or Canada?
California.
California. Oh, yeah. What's up, man? How you doing?
Manuel.
Oh, Manuel, not Emmanuel. Manuel.
Yeah.
Okay.
The handyman.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, is that handyman? Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah. I want to tell you, I can see the Jesse Lee Peterson biblical question in me in that whole tag of the super chats I gave you.
Yeah.
Like the contradiction I see in myself now. Like I see it. That's why I apologize. I'm like, damn.
Oh, right on, man.
I'm doing exactly what I'm complaining about.
The biblical question is, do you live the way, or do you see a contradiction in how you think versus the way you live? Something like that.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. Like, that's why I asked Joel, was there anything in him that was tempted to judge Charlie Kirk for allegedly judging those gals? And Joel said no.
Right.
But, yeah. And then there was something in you that wanted you to judge us for judging Charlie for judging the gals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I see it completely. Like, my whole thing is, like, oh, I hate even saying it because I don't even believe it. Like, I really don't believe I'm disabled. Like, I think that's a made-up word, and it's not real. Like, I understand I don't move around like everyone else, but...
Yeah.
It's not an excuse for anything. But anyways, like, with that, like, I can't get out and, like, do things that I feel is, like, normal.
Right.
So when I see, like, people, like this, like, you guys should be working together, but I'm judging, you know, the whole time. Like, well, you guys should be doing this, and I could be doing the same thing. You know, I shouldn't be thinking, oh, I'll just sit here and can't do anything and blah, blah, blah.
Right. True. Yeah.
So you get, like, I feel like...
Because you're wheelchair bound, right? You had your legs messed up in a car accident or something.
Right. I broke my neck. Yeah. I don't even have finger dexterity. I can't, like, flip anybody off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's why I want to go down there and meet you guys. I want you guys to see. Cause
yeah.
I don't even believe I'm disabled, like, at all.
You have me cracking up. You said you don't have... So you messed up the spine with the broken neck, so you don't even have fingers dexterity. He said he can't even flip anybody off.
Yeah, I can move my middle finger on my left hand.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't, like, completely stretch. It just, like, moves up. It just flexes, and that's it.
Right.
But it's funny. I always, like, flip people off like that. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, you'll figure it out. And then I'll be like, oh, you're trying to flip me off. I'm like, yep.
That's funny, man.
But just in that, you know, like, I want you guys to be working together. Like,
yeah.
I'm like a little dog or something like that. Like, oh, man, you guys should be, like, doing this again. Why are you guys teaming up and not, like, working together?
Right.
But it's just, like, you know, the same thing. The little devil in me, like, I'm judging you guys. Like, man, you guys are working together. You guys should be doing this. Like, I'm not even doing this.
True.
I'm over here doing the same thing I just complained about you guys, going after you guys.
Yeah. Hey. And it never ends. That's... And then if we judge you for judging us, for judging Charlie, for judging the girls, It's
like
a
Spider-Man picture.
Yeah, it's a that's hell. That's hell on earth. That's that's why you forgive, and that's what stops it. And that's the light in the world.
You guys, I don't know how to even ask that question, but like I want to try and get my own like little pod. I was gonna email you guys about trying to get on with you guys, but
oh cool. Yeah, send us an email.
Because I just want to try to figure out how to like get a podcast going. Like, what are the basics? This and that. I've done some research, but
cool,
I want to go down the path that you guys are going down, because like I really believe in what you guys are doing. Like,
nice.
Wholeheartedly.
Well, send your little one pager to producer at jesseleepeterson.com, and
will do.
See about it.
All right, I'll quit judging you guys.
No worries, man. Good to hear from you, Manuel in California. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Rick in Hampton, Virginia is on the line. Rick, thank you for calling, man. What's up?
My brother James, man. I just want to comment, man. On the previous call you had, you know how he was saying, too, a lot of people don't know Donald Trump, man. It's just that they just get it from The View, MSNBC, CNN, all those news media, and that's the only reason that they know what they know about President Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, we got to sort of look for our own news, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, you can do like Hake does. You can read the CNN and just kind of see the buzzwords that they use and the narratives and opinion that they put in, and the fact that they're probably being selective about the facts that they report, and then just know that you don't know. This is according to them. This is what's happening. And then also check out Revolver News or Hake News, really is CNN.
But, yeah. You know what? I look at Revolver News.
Yeah.
And I look at
Catch the Jesse Lee Peterson show. The Jesse Lee Peterson show.
You, Nick,
the anchor baby.
No.
Yep.
I look at all you guys, man, and I'm just glad a lot of conservatives, like Brian Logan, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to name off a bunch of people, Rick, but.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I like those guys, for sure.
Yeah. You know, I just, all I want is the truth. You remember back in the day, James, that when news, like when Walter, I mean, yeah, they don't want to say, well, anyway.
Well, Cronkite, you can name him because he's gone. Isn't Walter Cronkite dead now? I'm just talking about present day people. Walter Cronkite.
Right.
Walter Cronkite was reputed to be unbiased, but he was a liberal too, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I know. He used to report the news, and he didn't have no opinion. He was like, "This is the news." He said, "God bless America," and he's gone.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be up there like giving you his spew, you know, like it. I tell you, the liberal media. Then when I noticed when they can call people names.
I gotta run, Rick. You know what? I gotta cut you short. It's good to hear from you, man.
Hey, love you too, man. Thanks for taking my call there. Jay's my brother. Keep up the good work. Keep the news coming.
Nice. Will do. Take care, man.
Love you guys. Be good.
Bye. Guys, I cannot get to you. William in California, and I wanted to comment on Letitia James and the rest of the callers. I gotta end. This clock is still behind, so I'm thrown off. Joelle Friday TV is coming up next. This is Songs Will Write the Words by 238, 238 Tuesday. Hope you enjoy it. You musical Philistines. Adios, America. Bye.
Songs will write the words to the music I've
Sad boy music. Emo. Wow, this song is terrible. Ball Earth, guys.
I'm sick of being sick of being thirsty for a drink of the one thing you can give me. If I could just forgive me, lock the door with the book in, brace the table and the ceiling. Meanwhile, books will fall on our heads.
Isn't that nice? Okay, this song is fire. 238. Adios, America. Bye.